Nursery rhymes are simple poems which exist in many cultures. Through these poems, children have fun singing, playing games, and learning basic language and counting skills. What is remarkable about these poems is that they are often passed down orally from one generation to another in the home. Among nursery rhymes, Mother Goose rhymes may be the best known. But was there really a person named Mother Goose? We are not sure. There are several interesting theories about the origin of Mother Goose. Some scholars suggest that it was the French author, Charles Perrault, who said in the 1600s that the poems were told by an old woman who kept geese. Others say that the English author, John Newbery, first used the name in a book he published in 1765. Still others insist that Mother Goose was Elizabeth Goose, who lived in Boston in the 19th century and entertained her grandchildren by singing nursery rhymes. Regardless of how the term originated, Mother Goose rhymes are the most familiar children's poems and are enjoyed worldwide. Teachers of English often use them to introduce the natural sounds and rhythms of the language in a fun way. Today, many works of literature, popular songs, and movies also make reference to Mother Goose rhymes.